maybe after you've rendered lard, you'd
the cracklings?
Yeah.
Yeah, we also use those large kettles that I was talking about a while ago for the rendering of the lard.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be strained, and then the cracklings squeezed, and they have some of those have been saved and used to make what they term as crackling cornbread, which by the way is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then years ago they used to use them, those cracklings after they were strained and squeezed to make the light soap out of, or homemade soap.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that in turn to wash dishes with, but that's been a good while ago.
Everything called scrapple or cripple animals, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now we say,
Oh, wait a minute, I neglected to add that we make sausage.
That's right.
Now the hog.
Mm-hmm. We call the skin part on the outside of the pan.
Mm-hmm. Well, the skin, or the rind. On bacon, we call it rind.
Mm-hmm. Have different kinds of bacon, or just...
You mean the sugar cured, salt cured, is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about slicing? Did you ever slice, pre-slice it, or...?
We have had it pre-sliced when we had it peeled away from home.
Uh-huh.
But back then, several years ago when we peeled hogs at home, we didn't pre-slice it. We cured it in the entire side.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes termed as middling.
Uh-huh. What would salt pork mean to you?
Pork that was cured with salt.
Mm-hmm. Any particular part of the hog?
No, not really. There used to be some side bacon that was termed as salt pork.
Mm-hmm. Butter would get old, what do you say?